Hello and welcome to the 21st episode of the Coached by Holes podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. Sorry if I sound a bit nasally today, I'm feeling a little bit run down because I have such a long day on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays. I usually start at 6 a.m. and don't finish till about 7:30, 8, even 8:30 p.m. So I don't usually get home till around 8:30, 9:30. So especially on a Thursday, when I get home at that time, I do start to feel a bit groggy. But then once I've had a really good sleep Thursday night, I get like a solid 9, even 10 hours sometimes. And then I get up, go for a run. I feel brand new. I feel 100% again. And that was the case last week. But then me and Ryan decided we wanted to walk up Scafell Pike, which is the highest peak in England. And it was amazing. It was a really good walk, very challenging. It was a lovely day. The views were absolutely amazing. But Ryan decided to choose the hardest route you could take up there. It was 11 miles in total. You can do a route that's 4 miles, 2 miles up, 2 miles down. But Ryan chose the 11-mile one. It took us 5.5 hours. And you know what? The way up was absolutely fine. Well, I wouldn't say absolutely fine. We were knackered. Our legs were burning. But it was the way down that was the hardest. It's really strenuous on your knees and on your hips. And the way down actually felt a lot harder than the way up. I think because I was just done then, I just wanted to get back to the car. I wanted to sit down. And then we sat down in the car and our legs just seized up. I don't know how Ryan drove home, to be fair. He did really well. So we're both still feeling a little bit dead. We're in bed for 8:30 on Saturday night. And it's Monday morning now and we still both feel a bit rough, but we're fine. We can make it through. Good night's sleep tonight. I should be absolutely fine. Anyway, today's pod. Movement snacks. Okay. We are used to snacking on food. Let's change that to movement snacks. So movement snacks are little pockets of movement throughout the day. Being sedentary or being still for long periods of time is actually really harmful for your health. And then, as we all know, increasing your daily step count is super beneficial for your health. So if you're hitting 7,500 steps a day, that literally reduces your risk of dying early of any cause by up to 60%. So your daily movement is really important. And if your goal is fat loss, frame it this way. Every time you move your body, you require energy. If you are eating within a calorie deficit, which you need to be for fat loss, then you haven't given your body the energy it needs through food. So therefore, your body will snack on the excess body fat stores that you want to get rid of. So aid in fat loss. So every time you get up for a movement snack, every time you get up for a little walk, imagine your body snacking on your excess fat stores. Now, if your goal is fat loss, but you don't know if you are eating within a calorie deficit or not, be sure to shoot me a message and we'll get that sorted for you for sure. Movement snacks can include getting up on the hour, every hour, just have a little walk around, a little move, a lunchtime walk, an after work walk, a morning walk, some lunchtime stretches, or maybe even completing 10 squats and 10 lunges whilst you wait for the kettle to boil or something like that, or little marches on the spot whilst you're waiting to get into the shower, whatever it is, little movement snacks, little and often throughout the day. But for this week, I want the main focus to be on a lunchtime walk. So lunchtime movement snack. For you guys listening, I would like you, whether your goal is fat loss or not, because you will still feel the benefits, I would like you guys to commit to a lunchtime walk, or whenever you get a break, walk every day this week. Have your lunch and instead of sitting and scrolling on social media, get out for a 5, 10, maybe even 15 minute walk. It doesn't have to be long. 5 or 10 minutes is absolutely fine. And there are a few reasons and benefits to this. So it will increase your daily step count, which is good for your health. It's a movement snack, so it's increasing your energy expenditure. Your food will digest better. Your body will use the food you have just eaten as energy, meaning your insulin has to do less work. So if you are living with obesity or PCOS or type 2 diabetes, this is super important for you because getting out for a walk after your meal will mean your body will use the glucose in your blood for energy and insulin doesn't have to do that work. So if you are living with obesity, PCOS, or keep forgetting the third one, type 2 diabetes, then a lot of the time you are living with insulin resistance, meaning your insulin isn't able to take the glucose out of the bloodstream. So exercise after eating will benefit you massively because the exercise will use the glucose in the blood rather than insulin having to do that job. It will increase your productivity levels. Getting outside in the fresh air really clears your mind. You'll feel more energized from the sunlight and from the movement, and you'll also soak up some of that all-important vitamin D. Give this a go. Commit to that this week. A lunchtime walk. Notice how you feel before the walk and notice how you feel afterwards. When you do it, take a little picture or a video and add it to your Insta story and tag me at Coached by Holes. I want to see you choosing habits that benefit your health and or your fat loss goal. Another really good thing to do would be, a typical example of this is a lot of us have about a 3 p.m. snack. We call it the 3 p.m. slump, don't we? So it's that period of time after lunch and before the end of the day where we sometimes feel like we need a little bit of a pick-me-up. We have a little snack. Often it's habit and we don't actually need it. What you could try and do there is replace that snack in food form with a movement snack. And again, notice how you feel afterwards and notice how the hunger that you think you felt has gone. It's going to increase your energy levels. You're not going to feel hungry anymore. And that's going to be a lot more beneficial to you, your health and your fat loss goal than having a snack, an actual food form snack. So swapping food form snacks for movement snacks. And that's us done for the day. So focusing on those movement snacks, getting as many of them in during the day as you can, and really framing it as when you are doing those movement snacks, your body is snacking on your excess fat stores to provide it with energy. So that's a really good reframe to use when trying to get yourself motivated to move. If you have liked today's episode and have found it useful, please feel free to like and share with others on your Instagram story. The more people I can help with their fat loss goal, the better. And like always, if you are ready for support with online coaching, then drop me a message. Details of my Instagram and my email and how to contact me are always in the show notes. And I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, love you, bye.